Blog Talk Radio.
Wait for your call every night.
Welcome to Blues in the Night. This is the professor coming to you from the Montreal area, where we've had a kind of record day of something around 20 degrees centigrade, which is about 60 degrees Fahrenheit, I think, for our American listeners. That was Sharon Lewis with her band. Sharon's from Chicago, with a song called Everything Is All Right, a little bit of upbeat for the beginning part of the week. And previous to that, of course, we had our theme song, Blues in the Night, by Dorothy Moore. A couple weeks ago when we did our Chicago show, we were talking about Lonnie Brooks, and we played some of his music. And this week we're going to play one of his sons, Wayne Baker Brooks, a song from him, the Brooks family dynasty, Lonnie Brooks and his two sons, Wayne and Ronnie, went out on tour a few years ago, and they're still kicking, still doing strong. So here's Wayne Baker Brooks. All right, that's Wayne Baker Brooks from an album that came out 10 years ago called Mystery, and the song title was It Don't Work Like That. We want to go back to Sharon Lewis, who did Everything Is Gonna Be All Right, our second song in the set. I have a live performance from her at the Roses Lounge in Chicago with the Dave Spector Band, and this is called In Too Deep.
We're going to have a good time tonight. Well, let me see you do this. Busted, okay? I saw you. Man say, if you didn't touch me, it wasn't me. That's not the case here. I saw you. You're in too deep. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, buddy, too late. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, a nice performance from Sharon
story.
Lewis with some really good guitar work from Dave Spector. It gives it a nice sound. That was recorded, like I said, live at the Roses Lounge in Chicago. And we now want to go to Coco Taylor, because doing a sort of Chicago label show or Chicago show without a song by Coco Taylor would not be permissible. And this is a song that she recorded about 1970-something. It appeared on about 10 different albums that she put out. It's called I'm a Little Mixed Up. Yeah, that was Coco Taylor, and I'm a little mixed up, probably a little bit like me. And a couple weeks ago when we did our Chicago special, We had a couple songs, or a song, I think, if I remember correctly, by Sylvia Embry, and I never played her husband, and I want to do that now. John Embry came out in the 70s, and this is a song that he recorded in 1979. The company who recorded this, they actually founded a record label just so they could record John Embry, and this is called I Love the Woman. Yeah, that was John Embry. There's something nice about bass guitar and drums in a song, and a very simple but very nice guitar work done there by John Embry. And we'll try to find some other songs by John for a future show. I want to go back now to Dave Spector, who was playing on the song by Sharon Lewis previously. And there is a nice live recording of his, at Rose's Lounge in Chicago. This is called the Hollywood Park Shuffle. And before I put that on, I want to make sure that I say a shout out to my good friend Carolyn Pendleton Gardner, CPG, who's listening, and to my wife Barbara, and to anyone else from our family, our group, who's out there. I just wonder if this particular song, the Hollywood Park Shuffle, refers to the neighborhood in Chicago. I guess we have to assume that's the case. So here's Dave Spector.
Thank you.
the Hollywood Park Shuffle with Dave Spector and his band, recorded live at Roses in Chicago. We've often talked about white blues singers, people who have tried to assimilate the music, and I know I'm talking with friends of mine who have been listening to this music for a long time. We don't think that there are really a lot of them who have been able to do that. But one of them who has, other than, I think, Paul Butterfield, is John Hammond, the son of the great John Hammond, who was a legendary promoter and record producer and produced, among other people, Bob Dylan and Aretha Franklin. His son, John Hammond, has done 35 albums, and when he doesn't push it too much, he sings pretty well. And this is one of his songs. It's called I'll Change My Style.
I'll change my style. Oh, baby, just like a child.
That's John Hammond with I'll Change My Style. It's hard to believe that he's already done 35 albums. I guess he's been out there since about the mid-60s, maybe even the early 60s, as far as I know. And he's still doing a pretty good job, as far as I can see. We want to go and talk about now a little bit WDIA, the famous station in Memphis. A few years ago, there was a double CD put out about the history and the artist were being played by WDIA, which was the first completely black program station in the United States, and it was in Memphis. And one of the songs that's on that is a song by William Bell called Listen With My Mind, and we're going to listen to that now.
Tired of going
The sound of William Bell back from that CD that I talked about that was about the history and the music of WDIA back in Memphis. And now we want to go to a cover band out of Virginia, which is a very popular band and been around for a long time. They played the Montreal International Jazz Festival here in numerous times, and they've had quite a few albums out, and that's the Holmes Brothers, who are pretty well known pretty much across the U.S., Sherman, Wendell, and Popsy. And this is an album that came out in 2010 called Feed My Soul, and this is the title track from that. And if you want to join us in the chat room, probably the easiest way to do that is logging in through Facebook. We have a couple people there, and everybody would be very happy to talk with you.
I know sometimes we've had, sometimes had not. I know that against all odds, we stuck together, baby, when it was not in the cards. You feed my soul deep down within. When I think you've given all, babe, love you anymore. Number one, you're the best, baby. Number two, I
love you. I know. We've been through the storm. You held me to your breast, baby, until the storm became calm. You feed my soul. I think you've given all, babe. Start all over again. You warm my heart like nobody before. You that I adore, babe. Just when I thought I could not love you anymore.
Good song from the Holmes Brothers, Feed My Soul, from their album 2010, Alligator Records. And in the chat room, we're just talking about so many good artists and talking about going back in the day, and we're going to go back to 1967. This is from West Side Soul, one of the people who didn't make it very far in life, Magic Sam, who unfortunately died in his early 30s. This is I Need You So Bad. That's the very distinctive sound of Magic Sam from West Side Soul. It was an album on Delmark that came out in 1967, and that's an original B.B. King song, actually. It doesn't sound much like that, but it is. And while we're staying with guitar and Chicago blues, I'd like to play a couple of songs by Jimmy Johnson, who is the brother of Syl Johnson, who's an R&B singer that everybody kind of knows. Jimmy Johnson is not the other Jimmy Johnsons in football and racing, but he's a particularly nice, clean guitarist, and I really like his sound. This is from an album called Every Road Ends Somewhere that was recorded in 1997 in France. And this is a song called My Baby Is By My Side.
No fear. I've got
Okay, that's Jimmy Johnson with My Baby by My Side, and I want to go back-to-back with Jimmy Johnson. Before I do that, I'd like to give a little shout-out to some of my listeners. I know that Bob DeSalvo and Steve Schulman back in Montreal are listening to me. Sometimes we also have our good friend Lucie and a couple of my other Facebook followers, Carolyn Pendleton-Gardner, and I hope at one point Brenda White. And, of course, in the chat room we have my wife Barbara and our boss here, Gaia, keeping us amused. So let's go back to back with Jimmy. This is Black Knight. Such clean guitar work from Jimmy Johnson. That's Black Knight, and over here we don't have any imitations. We only play the real thing. And speaking of the real thing, this is Johnny Copeland's daughter, Shamika, with It Don't Hurt No More.
No pain. It just don't hurt no more. You broke my heart, and then you said goodbye. The day I passed your door, but I didn't look back. Just like before, but you had your chance, dear, to keep. And it don't hurt no more.
All right, that's from Shumika's 1998 album, Turn the Heat Up, and I wouldn't be somebody who was loyal to their particular city if I didn't play something that was recorded in Montreal. So this is from the Montreal Jazz Festival of 1997, one of my favorites, Luther Allison, and this is called It Hurts Me Too.
All right. When the tears, when the tears, when the tears start coming down. When
Thank you.
I just found out that my cyber wife, Brenda White, is listening to my show, so I have to give her a shout-out for sure and tell her that we'll be listening for her show on Friday night, Nothing But the Blues on Spreaker. And for her, this is James Bud Ulmer doing a Muddy Waters song, which you aren't going to recognize as a Muddy Waters song. This is called No Escape from the Blues, and it's from James Bud Ulmer's album of the same title that came out in 2003.
Well, somebody made a mistake
when they said life was a bowl of fruit. You know I had to go downtown and pawn my last suit. Well, I could see I was born to lose, and for me there ain't no escape from the blues. My woman, since the last day I got paid, she said, son, if you ain't got no money, I ain't gonna hang around and be your maid. Well, I can see I was born to lose, for me there ain't no escape from the blues. To go to the welfare office. You know, I got to get myself a few stamps so I can get myself a cup of coffee. Well, you know, I see I was gonna lose, and for me, there ain't no escape from the blues.
Okay, we're pretty much at the end of our show here. I want to wish all our American listeners a very happy Thanksgiving, because that's on Thursday of this week. Here in Canada, our Thanksgiving is in October, and that's been gone for a long time. Please join me next week again. Thank you for all for joining me, Miss Pretty, Barbara, my wife, Gaia, Brenda, Carolyn Pendleton-Gardner, everybody else. This is the end of the show. This is A New Kind of Blues, and this is Wayne Baker Brooks. Good night.
Yeah.
Chicago style.